When UK government says problem is too many knives. Not too many knifemen, legacy media falls into line. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 22, 2025. Several UK newspapers fell in step with the Prime Minister's deflection on the causes of the deadly Southport massacre of young children. Splashing headlines on Wednesday strongly implying the real problem facing the country is Amazon.com selling knives. The Southport killer Axel Rudakudana unexpectedly pleaded guilty on Monday to 3 counts of murder, 10 of attempted murder, as well as possession of a knife, biotoxin ricin, and an Al-Qaeda training document. The Prime Minister has insisted since the killings that it was not terrorism, and has only this week conceded it was violence clearly intended to terrorize, still refusing to use the word. While the court case no longer having to proceed to determine his guilt has relieved the victims from the need to relive the event in the pursuit of truth and justice, it has also, as even the BBC acknowledged, made the likelihood of answers around the mystery of his motivations less likely to come out. While failures of the state to protect the public, including the now-known facts like Rudakudana having been referred to and rejected by the UK's counter-extremism de-escalation programme prevent 3 times and having been caught carrying a knife, which in some cases is illegal in the United Kingdom, 10 times have been revealed, judging by the front-page stories of several newspapers today. The real problem is the internet. Left-leaning tabloid The Mirror led with "Total disgrace he was able to buy knife on Amazon" as their headline, while centre-right globalist newspaper of record The Times splashed "Southport killer got knife on Amazon." State broadcaster the BBC noted tougher checks on knife sales fast-tracked after Southport attack. Perhaps most surprising was The Sun, given its respected political editor Harry Cole asked what were among the most difficult questions of the Prime Minister at his press conference on Tuesday morning. Rather than reflecting that scepticism displayed in the questioning, the front-page headline revealed itself to be in lockstep with the Prime Minister's official position on the steps needed, blazing out in all caps "The Amazon killer was able to buy knives on Amazon in seconds." On the absurdity of going after knives rather than knifemen, or the failure of the state to intervene, Nigel Farage MP stated on Wednesday, "Starmer wants us to talk about how a 17-year-old could buy a knife online. The truth is there are murder weapons in every kitchen drawer. What we should be talking about is the total failure to stop this terrorist and the cover-up of information that the public were entitled to."